Figures just released show that the price of food has risen by 4.6% over the past 12 months. That's almost three times the general rate of inflation. Our economics and public affairs editor David Murphy can tell us more. David, these figures are part of what's known as a flash estimate for inflation. What do they tell us?
Well, they give a very fast snapshot of exactly what's happening with inflation. And as you mentioned there, I think a lot of people will know this, grocery prices have been increasing and they're up 4.5% over the past 12 months. They've also risen by 0.2% in the last month. Overall, Ireland's inflation, according to the CSO, is running at 1.6%. Compared to the other countries using the euro, it's not as strong an inflation figure as it is across the eurozone, where prices are increasing at 2%. Now, energy prices are estimated to have actually fallen over the past 12 months by 0.3%. And that's borne out by some information we had from the AA yesterday, where they said that they'd noticed that there had been a dip in petrol prices while diesel prices were steady, and EV charging prices are actually going to be going up. But I think if you look at the detail regarding what's happening, you can see from other information we have, particularly the price of beef is up 22% over the past year, milk up 12% over the past year, butter up 18% over the past year. Not so good for consumers, probably better news for farmers.
We know that many people are struggling with food bills, but we also know that there isn't going to be a special cost of living package in the budget. So will there be pressure on the government, David, to come up with something else?
I think there will be. So one decision they're going to face in October will be what they will do about the price of gas and electricity. At the moment, it's taxed at a VAT rate of 9%. That's a temporary measure which runs out in October. So the government have the option of continuing that for another 12 months or allowing it to go back up to its previous rate of 13.5%. If they do decide to continue it for another 12 months, it will cost somewhere between 150 million and 200 million euro. But that will come out of the government's tax package of tax changes of 1.5 billion euro. And we know that the hospitality industry is keen for its VAT cut, which in a full year for the full hospitality industry would cost something around 870 million euro. It would be less, though, if they do it halfway during the year or for only part of the industry.
We have an interesting few weeks ahead of us. David, thank you very much.